English mystery writer Robert Barnard is steadily building a following in America with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Barnard has been nominated 3 times for an Edgar, given to the best mystery of the year. Mystery buffs may have read such Barnard books as Death of a Mystery Writer, The Case of the Missing Bronte, and Death of a Literary Widow. Barnard made his first visit to the U.S. to meet with his publishers and to talk about his latest novel, School for Murder. Barnard thinks crime writing, in England at least, has become less entertaining.
British crime writers tend to write serious studies of murderers' minds or serious sociological studies. Well, I think all this sort of thing, psychology, sociology, and all the rest of it can come in. But if you lose the idea that first and foremost you are writing to entertain and that the reader has to keep turning the pages, if you forget that thought, then you've gone out of the popular genre of crime fiction and you've gone towards the serious novel.
Robert Barnard shares the belief that mystery readers are brighter than the general population.
The mystery novel is the only novel that is an appeal to the intelligence. You might say it's not a very high appeal to the intelligence, but the reader does feel that his mind is being engaged. Whereas a thriller, it's much more of a gut appeal, isn't it? Or the romantic novel, it's an appeal to the heart, but the intelligence doesn't come into it very much.
Barnard says American mystery writers are more popular in Britain than they might think.
The unfortunate thing about the British reader is that he reads from a public library, and this means that the sales, the American writer probably doesn't realize how much he's read, because it's not reflected in the sales, and they don't get into paperback. But certainly if you look on the public library shelves, and in the catalogues, you will see plenty of American writers.
Robert Barnard now lives in Leeds, England, after teaching in Norway since 1966. His latest whodunit is set in a mediocre English boys' school, and the fun is first in trying to decide who will be the victim, and then who was the killer. It's called School for Murder, published by Scribner's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.